Now, the Cape Innovation and Technology Initiative, otherwise known as CITI, they're one of South Africa's longest-standing tech talent incubators, and they've been around for, 20 years, and recently added one other feather to many of the other feathers that they've had in that cap of theirs. They were recently honored by the internationally recognized McNulty Foundation and named as one of the five laureates for 2019. And with a jury that included Bill Gates, Richard Branson, of course, it's a huge deal. So you're joined by Joshin Raghuba, who's the chair of CITI. What a pleasure having you here, man. Thanks for popping through.
Thank you for inviting me.
So a wonderful... First, tell us about CITI. For those who still don't know what the Cape Innovation and Technology Initiative is all about, just give us some insight into that.
CITI is an organization that is here to try to grow a technology and entrepreneurial ecosystem. Yeah. Something that's vibrant and growing and inclusive.
Yeah. And let's talk about some of what you've managed to achieve. I know there's lots that have happened in 20 years, right? But if you think of something recently that you're really proud of, can you name one or two things?
Yes, of course. First of all, you've been fantastic in kind of highlighting our capacity programs previously, which is, and I'm really proud of that. I'm really proud of how the team has managed to scale from working with unemployed people and young people and giving them tech careers. And we moved from placing 200 people a year to now placing 1,000 people a year. And the way the team has managed to scale our capabilities, our organization, our teaching methodologies, building our open ed tech platforms to be able to enable that scale. And so I'm very, very proud about the big jump that our team's made to try to put more people into tech careers and poor young people. And then most recently, I'm very excited by the opening of the first biotech incubator in Africa, BioCity, which we opened about a month and a half now. And alongside that, we've opened up the first co-working lab facilities for biotech entrepreneurs. Now, this is us really deciding about a year ago that biotech is really going to be a game changer over the next 20 years as an industry, and an industry we should be competitive in Cape Town and South Africa. And we launched a biotech cluster to bring a community of thinkers around this, and people and entrepreneurs and business and government.
Right.
And out of that came the first incubator, the first co-working lab, and soon we'll launch the first real fund to invest in these companies. So one of many things that's happened over the last 20 years.
And we talk at the Western Cape government about their tech successes, and we chat to people like, Rashid Tofi, and they message the partnership with you guys and the good work you're doing together. Now, what does this actually mean for you? You're one of five laureates for 2019 for the McNulty Foundation. What does that mean in terms of a boost for the work that you're doing?
It's a fantastic accolade, and like you said, it is... It's a welcome boost. It puts us onto the global stage. The laureates typically have been remarkable people and remarkable organizations that have really been best in class in delivering impact around the world.
Yeah.
Now, this accolade says that we're one of those organizations. That also means we get the profile that goes along with that. We get access to people that could be great supporters, whether they're philanthropists or collaborative organizations at a global level. So the more people we can get to collaborate with us, the more partnerships opportunity we can unlock, the better for the organization and better for the region.
You doing anything at school level? Very quickly, at least 7 o'clock. I don't want to go too late with news. So you do a lot of work at school level where it's needed?
We don't do a lot of work at school level. On our capacity and program, we're trying to engage more at a high school level and go further into the schools. And a lot of our entrepreneurs, some of our entrepreneurs in our incubator work with robotics and that type of work at schools.
Wonderful. I'm going to challenge you guys to get down just past ECD. That is where we need to start. But we'll talk about that on another show.
Absolutely.
So, Joshin, thank you very much for your time. CITI making the city proud.
Thank you.
It is.